You're listening to Sounds Good on WKMS. It's our midday music and community conversation program. I'm Tracy Ross. I'm here with Kate Lochte, Badgett Playhouse's Bill Minahan, and Caroline Van Heerde, the founder and director of Constru Casa. Welcome to Sounds Good.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
We're very glad you're here. We've all been hearing about all the children arriving from Guatemala, and you do most of your work in Guatemala with Constru Casa. And Bill is here because people from the Four Rivers region have become involved in Constru Casa. Mm-hmm. Do you want to talk about that and introduce us to what you've been doing?
Sure. We wanted to be involved in some way, shape, or form over there, and I went over there in 2010, started knocking on some doors of some agencies over there that were doing, you know, relief work over there, and came across this company, Constru Casa, and through them we were able to put the finishing touches last year on our first major project with them, which was an 8-classroom school in Vijalomtu, which is a northern village in Guatemala, and raised over $40,000 to do that. On the way out of that village, or on the way out of town, or the area rather, came across another village that they wanted us to see that had a need for a school. Well, while we were there, we realized the need was even greater because the entire village had been destroyed by a mudslide in Tropical Storm Agatha in 2010. So they didn't just need a school, they needed 22 homes as well. One of our patrons that was with us looked to me and he said, "We need to make this happen." And I said, "Well, yeah, we're going to raise money for the school." He goes, "No, all of it. We're doing everything." Well, you know, that was something that I didn't know what I was getting myself into at that point. And he said, "You know, we have the means. We'll make this happen." And like I was telling you off the air, we started our fundraising in this spring with a couple of gospel concerts through the folks there at the theater. The first day we raised $8,000. The next day another $5,000 check came in. This person who was able to kind of make up some of the differences, what we needed to get to the first stage of this. So about 2 months ago, we sent the Constru Casa a check for $47,000, and in order to get the first stage of these houses built. And about 2 weeks ago, the first 5 houses have been constructed. And as we speak right now today in Guatemala, they're starting on the next 3. So they're going to build about 3 a week, very simple structures, 1 room with a bathroom. We'll add on to those over the course of the next few years. The theater will continue to raise money for the school that we're going to go over and build, hopefully in January of 2015. So it just, and this all is, you know, happening just rapid fire. And like I was telling you before, that brings us to almost $100,000 that this region has sent, you know, through her agency over there to Guatemala. So it's been mind-boggling, to say the least.
Caroline, when you talk about Guatemala, first of all, let's share that you are a civil engineer, that you've been in Guatemala for years and years, and you've seen a lot. Mm-hmm. All we hear are stories of children in need, but you're dealing with families in extreme poverty. Describe the scene.
Yeah, working with families who live in extreme poverty, it's quite difficult in certain sentences. It's like you see the limitations of these families. They are very hard workers. They are very, They do a lot. They do their best, but they have their limitations. It's just like not being able to work on a future if there's not good educational system, not good healthcare system, and raising many children. It's just like very difficult to get along every day. And we try to help them a bit in there to give them a bit brighter future.
And you work with other social agencies on the ground.
Yeah.
Tell about the interrelationship
there. Yeah, I think we're quite unique in that sense of work in Guatemala. Like, I came from Holland. I'm a Dutch citizen. And I went there, like, in the year 2000. And in 2004, I was already at the stage that I had made connections to different organizations. And when I saw the things coming together and I was able to do some work in social housing, that's why when I started Constru Casa, it's like the connections with other agencies who work in the educational field or in the healthcare to help these children, I definitely believe in the fact that a house providing a roof on the top of these for these children, that will give them, that help them to work on a better future. So, so it's another step in the circle. Yeah.
So you identify a family mm-hmm. for whom and with whom a home will be built. Describe the process in the home.
Yeah, it's we make alliances. We set up strategic alliances with the social organizations. And they always have like a kind of a management and a kind of social work department. Sometimes there's not really trained social workers, but we always work together with the committees or the groups that are working for a longer time on the development of the families of certain of these communities. Together with them, with the social workers or with the people who work together with the families on their educational programs or on the healthcare programs, we go to visit families. Like we go in the field, we go at least two or three workers from our part, from Construcasa, together with the social workers, and we knock door by door to visit the families. And it's always a surprise to see what you see. You never know. It's like, We have seen enough, and it's like most of the families, they live in like cornstalk houses made of cornstalk, the walls, and lamina, corrugated iron tin mm-hmm. blades roof, sometimes the wall. We have seen many houses made of, we call it nylon, the plastic boards or cupboard or whatever. It's just materials that is not living a long life. And it's like they have, if they make a house out of cornstalk, they have to redo the work every year or every 2 years. And it's like gone by the rain. There's half a year raining season in Guatemala. And in general, 99% of the families that we help, they don't have a proper floor in their house. They live on the dirt floor, on the mud. And it's like that's just very bad for the development of these. The children are getting sick just because of living in their house.
So you will build a concrete block home with mm-hmm. a concrete slab mm-hmm. with two bedrooms?
It's like two or three rooms uh-huh. and a proper bathroom for the first time that these families will get a proper bathroom, and they will get a shower in their house. So that's a new experience for most of the families. For most of the families, it's the first time that they will get a door that they can lock. Like most of the families, they don't have, if they live in these living conditions, they have something like a curtain or kind of a door that can be closed but not be locked. So that's for them the first experience. And yeah, to have a proper roof, what is not leaking, and that the rain is not coming under the walls into their bedrooms. It's like, for me, a very intensive experience was when I got pregnant myself and I was in the hospital. I came home with my little baby. It was winter time, and in December it can be very cold. It can be freezing cold at night. And at that moment it was really like, how can these families deal with another baby and having five kids running around on the mud floor? And just, we are so into the how you clean your baby, how you wash your baby, how you get it all hygienic, all need to be sterilized and things like, no way to work with that. And if you have five or six children in a mud floor when it's raining, that's
oh my goodness,
a different life. Yeah.
Did you just describe sort of an epiphany for yourself, or what was the moment that you decided to commit yourself to this work?
It was a process for me. It was first to have the experience and to see. And when I saw the need and I saw that I could do something, I just stepped in and I made connections. And with some local friends, I did some work and I helped. And then meeting new people and just the desire, the wish to help something. And yeah, things came together for me. Yeah.
Now, I'm assuming that the Badgett Playhouse and the Four Rivers region mm-hmm. do not represent the only community outpouring generosity to mm-hmm. your work. So you're traveling all over the country on this mm-hmm. trip? Or?
No, I'm not mm-hmm. traveling that much. It's like for me, it's now the second state that I'm visiting in the U.S. Yeah. I've been in Nebraska before, so I'm happy to be in Kentucky at this moment. And originally, being a Dutch civil engineer. I got most of the donations through my own circle of friends and connections, and a company helped me a lot from Holland to get the first houses constructed. At the moment that we started also to help the same communities where we're working in the housing business, that we help them with the major constructions like schools or a clinic, or we have done some daycare centers. At that moment, we look for the right connections, and it just needs to happen. It's like meeting the right people in the right place on the right moment. It's like we have had wonderful experience, and sometimes we make the connection in Guatemala, and sometimes it's someone from Holland or someone from the US that's coming to us like, okay, I would like to do something and I would like to help. What can we do? And sometimes the local partner organizations, they find the donors and we help in the construction. So that's happening a lot. So it's constantly networking. I do most of the work from Guatemala, and it's now like, it's definitely making the connections is the most important. And what I have to say, it's not easy to constantly do that, because we can count on very generous donors, but to have one donor giving $1,000 or $5,000, that's one thing, but you cannot expect that for the next year.
So how much does it cost to build a house?
A house costs at this $4,500, mm-hmm. And that's the major part is material and some is labor. So that's we work with local laborers.
And you try to have a family member involved in the construction?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's a condition that we put on them, that they have to help in the construction and they have to participate and to bring water and to find a dry place for the cement that we're using in the construction. And actually, it is the same for the school constructions that we're doing. If we construct a classroom, it's between $5,000 and $6,000, $6,500. Just we can construct one classroom by classroom, and also the community, they have to help and they participate in the construction. So it's like we extend that idea of the social housing. We can call it social education. We help in the construction, but we work with the entire community.
So what is your perspective on the acceleration of child refugees coming to the U.S. from Guatemala? We're all hearing that the Guatemalan children are those who are arriving in greater numbers than from any other country in Central America.
Yeah, it's a difficult issue to talk about. It's like it's very it's a dangerous path that these children are taking to go to the U.S. And everybody in Guatemala is aware that it's a higher risk to be sent back very soon after your arrival. So it's like a lot of children are now. Last week, a lot of planes arrived in Guatemala with many younger people. Like before, there were more. Other generation, the fathers, they were going to the U.S. to find a job or something. At this moment, there are more children going, and it's like they know all about the risk, but it's like at this moment, a lot of Guatemalans are very desperate, and they prefer to take the risk.
Your website says that youth represent 70% of the country's 14.7 million mm-hmm. inhabitants, mm-hmm. With a housing deficit of 1.7 million homes.
Yeah, and that's 1.7 million homes. That is like part is homes, constructed homes that are not functioning. That are we won't call them a home, but they use it as a home. And the other is like the extended community, that there's like extended families living under one roof. That's like, I think 0.6 million is living in there. Yeah.
Well, Caroline, thank you so much for coming today to visit. I know your Bill has had you doing radio and television and personal appearances. So I appreciate your including WKMS in your rounds.
Thank you very much. Yeah.
And to get in touch with you, I assume going to your website, Constru, CASA,
.org. Please visit us on our website, and for us, the connections that I'm working on mostly in Guatemala, very important to us with these partner organizations that we're working on. Most we cannot do the work without support from abroad, and we need to make the connections. And thanks to the work that the Ratchet Playhouse is doing and the promotion here in Kentucky at this moment, that's like we can continue working, and it's very important to us.
Bill, I think as a parting shot, you should give your contact information since you're doing a lot of conduit work now.
Sure. We've been gathering the money, obviously, and we send to their organization in Nebraska, actually, and it's called Friends of Construcasa. It's a 501c3 nonprofit corporation, so all the contributions are tax deductible. If they go to our website, grandriversvariety.com, there's a link on there. That shows, actually, it's showing the school project. It's this new project is so new, I need to update that particular page. But that is, they can send the money through us if they'd like, or you know, if they want to contact them directly. But feel free to email us for more info at info@grandriversvariety.com, and we'll be happy to get them the information they need.
Bill Minahan, Caroline Von Herde, thank you for being here today.
Thank you, Kate, very much.
This is WKMS. Our channels and web service are part of the educational mission of Murray State.